He looked away from the ant and scanned the horizon. Endless dunes. Some were smooth, but most were stiffly crusted, with jagged edges and harsh crumbling bluffs, victims and creations of the searing erosive winds that could pack and jam even the largest of them together in a single day before blasting them flat in the span of another. Felix never recognized any place on Banshee, however often he might be dropped in a given area. There were always new dunes, new ridges, new mesas to be found. Even the damned sand could change. The geotechs had catalogued something like 2,000 different grain patterns, and with the different colors and textures and formations of each, nothing ever seemed truly familiar. So he never knew what footing to expect. Once, fleeing wildly and alone, he had leapt from atop one firm ridge and sunk out of sight into the next. It had taken him a long time to dig his way out. They had almost had him that time. Another time, fleeing again, alone again, he had come upon a wall of sand as smooth and strong as plastiform. His powered, armored fingers had only just barely managed to carve the toeholds he needed to scale it. They had almost had him that time, too. A kilometer to the west was a sea glowing a rich, innocent blue between two towering ridges. The beauty of it offended him, for it held no water as man knew it. It wouldn't even freeze. Too much acid. Even the ants avoided it, the reason for dropping here. Felix glanced down to see the ant managing at last to stand erect once more. It began, without hesitation, to clamber toward him once again. He watched it take a few lumbering steps. He couldn't be sure, it might be only his imagination, but it seemed more agile than before. The sun had barely moved. It couldn't be warm enough yet. Still, it could happen very quickly, and there was never any warning. More than once he had been surprised by sleepwalking ants, which began needing 30 seconds to take as many steps, but were suddenly, 2 seconds later, 10 steps closer and on him and raking at his faceplate. But this one, he decided after a moment, wasn't ready for that yet. Not quite done. What he ought to do, he knew, was change dunes. Pick one with a shaded approach that would keep the ant cool while it climbed. The ant wouldn't notice or care. It would simply come at him, directly at him, through sun or shadows or blazer fire. So Felix should move. But he didn't. He just stood there where he was and watched the ant. It was this sight, this creature, that he found hardest to believe. So damn big, half again as tall as a suited man, and incredibly strong, incredibly resolute, incredibly hard to kill. And it must be killed. There was no other way to stop it. It didn't care about fear. It didn't care about pain. It didn't care about death. It didn't care about anything but killing people. But you really care about that, don't you? Felix thought. You love that.